Joining us is Dr. Amanda Stiano, Assistant Professor of Research on the Pediatric Obesity and Health Behavior Lab at LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Center. And we're going to talk about Tiger Kids. Dr. Stiano, what are Tiger Kids?
Good morning. Tiger Kids is an exciting new study for kids aged 10 to 16 years. And we want to figure out what is motivating kids to be physically active and what's getting in the way of them being physically active. So when kids sign up for this, we give them activity monitors. And so that way, in a sense, they're helping us collect data in their day-to-day life so we can figure out how they're spending their time being physically active.
I think it's a lovely hook that you all give these kids in that age range, basically mobile devices, something that we have blamed a lot of their sedentary lifestyle on, as the hook to get them to participate and to track them.
Absolutely. You know, a big part of my research is how do we use technology to help us to design better programs for kids to be more active and healthier. And the thing is, as adults, we can sit here and try to figure out, maybe they'll enjoy this, you know, maybe they can try this. But really, we need to turn to the kids and find out, what do they enjoy doing? How are they spending their time? And if they are spending their time on their phone, how can we use that phone to help them be more active?
Now, I'm looking at a statistic here in the prepared material that y'all sent over to us in advance of the interview, and I'm a little startled by this. I'm not doubting it, but I'm a little surprised to see that research shows that in Louisiana, one out of every two kids is overweight or obese.
It's surprising and it's alarming. And I'll tell you, those data were actually objectively collected. So those are data where we went to schools and collected their height and weight, and it wasn't just based on what they reported. And when you do that, you actually tend to find higher prevalence of obesity compared to when you just ask parents or kids to report their height and weight.
Dr. Stiano, this study where you're tracking kids, you're tracking their physical activity by using these mobile devices. It's a wearable, I guess. Are you also tracking their eating habits, or is this all about getting a baseline on the activity of these kids that have a tendency to get overweight?
We are tracking their diet as well, and kids are helping us do that too. So one thing about research is if you bring someone into the lab and ask them to just report on what they ate or what they did, people have a hard time remembering that and recalling accurately. So with the diet, we actually send them these surveys throughout a week, where they'll be telling us what they ate that day and what they drank that day. And at the same time with these activity trackers, we'll know 24/7 for 7 days exactly how much activity they were getting and the location of that activity. So we can tell, were they at a park, were they at their school, were they at home?
Now, I get the feeling that you kind of know what to expect as far as results, but you're looking to solidify them.
That's right. We do have some hypotheses, but part of this is also just building data for us to design better interventions. And, you know, you mentioned the alarming obesity rate. A couple other things that have really caught my attention. When we did a national report card on children's physical activity, we gave U.S. kids a D- for physical activity and a D for physical fitness. And we find that only half of our boys and a third of our girls are meeting fitness standards. So these are things like running a mile, doing pull-ups and push-ups and sit-ups. And less than 10% of our kids are meeting physical activity recommendations. And so what we're doing is obviously not working, and we need to figure out ways to work this physical activity into kids' everyday lives.
How long is this study going to run? And the reason I'm asking that is I want to know, after you've collected enough data to be usable, how do you get this back out to healthcare providers and schools and kids?
Certainly. The full study is 3 years in length. When a child signs up, they're going to commit to 2 years. So they'll be in the study for 1 week at the beginning where we find out about their physical activity and diet, and then they come back to us 2 years later. And that way we can see, were there any changes as they went through middle school and high school. However, we can already start reporting on the data now, and we have done so, and we're using these data this next year to try to develop better programs for kids.
While this goes on, are people in the group trying to formulate methods for the parents to try to get the kids to be more active?
You know, for this particular study, it's observational. So we just want to see, what are kids naturally doing without us trying to create a new program for them? So how are they spending their time? Are they involved in sports? Are they doing things at home? However, some of our other studies, we are taking this data and we are having kids and families do programs where we're providing them with structure and support.
So you already have some data. Have there been any surprises that are contrary to your hypotheses at this point?
Not quite yet, but I'd love to visit with y'all in a few months.
Yes.
There are a couple of positives I do want to highlight. So one is that about 80 to 90% of kids live near a park. And here in the greater Baton Rouge area, we have, you know, many Breck parks and opportunities for outdoor play.
Tremendous public park system.
We also know that in Louisiana, many of our parents are taking the time to attend their child's sporting events and to engage in physical activity together. Now, I say that. I also want to point out that adults who have kids in the household are actually less likely to be physically active than adults without kids in the household. So we've got some good things going on here in Louisiana as far as opportunities to be physically active. However, we do have some real challenges, and we need to see this as a real family challenge to try to get the parents and the kids active together.
Again, I'm going back to the prepared materials that were sent over by Stephanie before the interview. And the thing that strikes me is this phrase: in a world full of entertainment on demand, what do we do about being sedentary?
That is the question, I think, of the decade. And when I look at the data, more and more kids are spending time on their smartphones, on iPads. And what's exciting about those devices is that, unlike our traditional TV sets, you can actually move with those devices. So you can have those in hand and play Pokemon Go or play an app. And that's where I see the future of using technology to try to promote physical activity. Also, you know, when people wear different wearable trackers, we can send them different alerts throughout the day to encourage them to be active. So we can create these customized, tailored interventions. If we know when the kids are coming home from school or when it's time to walk the dog, we could actually program it to help support them to make the healthy choice.
Dr. Stiano, I've got no kids, so my perspective is a little warped, but I am seeing more and more and more of my contemporaries that have kids that are really in denial about the poor state of fitness and the poor state of flabbiness of their kids. Are you seeing this as well?
I think the concern has been elevated over the past few years thanks to some public policy and some great community activists. But I agree with you that we still have a lot of parents that just may not realize how important their child's weight status and physical activity level is to the child's health now, as well as setting them up to be healthy adults in the future.
Now, if someone listening, you know, says, "That's my kids," they realizes that that's my kids you're talking about, what's the best way to get them in touch with you so that maybe the kids can take part?
Please give us a call at 763-3000, or you can visit our website at pbrc.edu. Parents complete a quick survey to screen into the study, and then we have them come in for an orientation to learn more. And I'll tell you, this study is funded by the USDA, and we need over 300 kids in the Baton Rouge area to sign up. So please get involved. We take kids of all shapes and sizes. It doesn't matter if your child is the biggest athlete in the world or doesn't particularly like sports. We really would like all sorts of kids to come in and do this study.
And again, if they don't have a device that is theirs to which you can send them text messages or reminders as they participate, you will provide one, right?
Absolutely. And we have done that with the kids so far. We will loan them devices, and that way we can communicate with them during out-of-school time and on the weekends and find out what are they doing, you know, who are they spending their time with, and what their mood is throughout the day, too, how happy or sad they are. And all of this will help us to design better programs for the kids.
Isn't it amazing that we have to reach kids to be active by using our thumbs to their thumbs?
We do.
That's well, right. It's interesting. A lot of parents think the devices are the problem, but if that's what it takes to get through to them, right?
Yes, we're meeting kids where they are. This is where they spend their time. And if you look at the parents, this is how the parents are spending their time, too. So mm-hmm.
They learn from us.
Exactly.
We're going to talk more about this down the road because it is exciting and it's very intriguing. Dr. Amanda Stiano from Pennington Biomedical Research Study. It's called the Tiger Kids. It's a big pediatric obesity and health behaviors study at Pennington. Thank you so much, Dr. Stiano, for being with us. We look forward to the next installment.
My pleasure. Thank you.